Vayter in Shaspir and Sanhedrin of Chaf Aleph, picking up on the top of the page about the Mishnah. About the Mishnah. Continuing on with kings, says the Mishnah. Lo yarba lo nashim, he can't have too many wives. What does that mean? Elosh Manasseh, Rashi says, we'll see where this is from. You got to be, the maximum is 18 wives. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, marba lo, he can have more. He's allowed to. Ubat shalayim is serious as libo, as long as it doesn't sway his heart. Rabbi Shimon Omer, fila achas and serious libo, he's always saying, even if it's one that's going to sway his heart, it's not allowed. Mk, lomanemer, lo yarba lo nashim, what does it say? Don't increase wives. Even one's not enough. No, the fila kavigal. It means if you have 18, you can't have a 19th, even if she's amazing like Avigail. So that's a Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can have more, as long as it's for your heart. Lemaimer, do you mean to tell me that Rabbi Shimon Darish time of the Kra, that he expounds and learns out, extrapolates and learns what's the reasoning for the pasuk, and therefore you could change it? Rabbi Shimon low Darish time of the Kra, I mean, he doesn't Darish the time of the Kra, therefore he says 18, nothing to talk about. But we learn just the opposite. The tiny one's in a brisa. Almana, benchi, ania, benchi, ashira, and almana, a widow, whether she's poor or she's rich, aim, mashkin, and osa, we cannot take a mashkon from her, an almana. Shenemar lo sachbo beged almana. The pasuk says you shall not take the garment of a widow as a mashkon. Div Rabbi Yehuda zakzuk Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says ashira mashkon osa. If she's rich, you are allowed to. Ania in mashkon osa. If she's poor, then you can't. Va'ata chayav la'achzir la, and you have to return it to her. Va'ata mesia shem ra b'shchein osa, and you have to give it back to her, and you're going to give her a bad name amongst her neighbors. Says Rashi, that shetikanis the base of shachus arvus, you keep going in, you know, morning and night. But the point is that okay, v'amrina and my kamar, and we say, well, what's he saying over here? And you have to give it back to her and give a bad name. Achi gamar mitosha tam mashkin, because of the fact that you're taking the security from her mashkin at chayv lech zero, you have to go to lahachzir to return it to her at night, right, every night. The ata messiah shem rabbish chinos, you're going to give a bad name amongst the neighbors as this is happening. So this applies only by a poor woman who you have to return it every day, but not to a wealthy woman who you don't have to return it to every day because she doesn't need those pajamas every day, right? Therefore, you have to return it. So if Shimon is the one who's saying that the Isser doesn't apply by a rich woman, Alma Kum Techois, what comes out from this, that Rabbi Yehuda lo darish time of the Kra, must be Rabbi Yehuda who's saying, I don't care rich or poor, he doesn't darish the time of the Kra. Right? The Rabbi Shimon Darish time of the Kra. He is dashing the reasoning for the Kra, which is the opposite of what we just saw seemingly by us. Says the Gemara, Bialma, Rabbi Huda, lo darish time of the Kra. Generally speaking, Rabbi Huda does not darish in time of the Kra. He says, whatever it is, it is. Vishani hacha, but over here, this case is different than Mefarish time of the Kra, because the Pasuk actually explains the reasoning. Ma tam lo yabba lo nashim, why not have too many wives? Misham de lo yasar livo, because in order to not go ahead and sway your hearts. All right, so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's not going to be hard, then you have to worry about it. Rabbi Shimon will say, the reason that we don't expound time of the Kra in reference to the wives, Nechti, the Alma Darshin Tamar Kra, really, we do Darshin Tamar Kra. Im Kain, Lichter Rechmana, Lichter Kra, Lo Yarba, Lo Nashim, Velishta, just say you don't have wives and stop talking. Vana, Amina, Matam lo yarba, to make sure lo yaser. And understand, what's the reason not to have too many? Because you're going to end up being, your heart's going to get swayed. Lo yaser lovely. So why does it have to go out of its way to write the word actually lo yaser? Afilu achas umisir as libo harilu sanu. Right, the Mitzvah must be teaching it. Even if it's one woman who could turn your heart, you're not allowed to marry her. Then why does it say lo yarba? That feel like Avigail, even if she is like Avigail, you're not allowed to go marry more. So the Torah, whatever its way to say something, didn't have to be said. So it takes it out of the normal situation, right? That we normally dash the time of the Kra. We hear the pasuk is teaching me that to go with specifics. Now says the Gemara, Hanishmonasaminon. Where do we get this 18 from? Where does that number come from? Dichsev is a pasuk says in Shmuel Beis. Vayivoldu leDavid banim bechevron. It says, and sons are born to David in Hebron. Vayhi bechoro Amnon Achinoam haYisraelis umishneo kilav Navigail Ishas Navel Akarmeli Rashlishi Avshalom b'Machan. It goes through and says that the first one was Amnon, was born to his wife Achinoam the Israelis. The second one was Kilav, who was born to Avigail, the wife of Navel the Carmeli. Right? He used to be married to her. He married after he died. The third one was Avshalom, the son of Macha. Varavi Adunoy ben Chagis. Vachamishi Shvatiyah ben Avital. Vachishi Yisrael Legos Asher David. Eile Yoldu le David b'Chevron. Right, so we went through six different wives over there. And period. V'kamer le Navi. And the Das and the Navi says to him later, "Im at vosifu lecha kahina v'kahina." If this was too little for you, I'd add to you as much again and as much again. Since he's married to six wives, and he's saying do it again and again, that comes out kahina shis kahina shis the havelu t'minisari. So it turns out a total of six ones that we quoted, another and another of six and six. It's going to be 6 times 3 is 18. Maskav l'ravina ema kahina tartisrei. Right? Then we should explain that kahina is 12. Right? Another six. V'chahina is simba arva is going to be 24. Because first you're saying another six, which comes out to be what he already had, a six, and plus that is going to be 12. And then a kahina means like these 12, which is another 24. Tanya nami yachir b'ayis v'as to support this. Lo yarbi lo noshim yosem yosem arba. Don't do more than 24. Laman d'darish vav arbaim ushmona avu. Not only that, according to one who's going to dash in a vav that's at the beginning of the word, is including things there, then it comes out to be 48 wives. Right, because you're doubling that amount as well, the 24, so it comes out to be 48. And Rashi says, who is this? Am I the Darsh Vav? Rabbi Akiva, but Dalad Mias is Bezdin. Dalad Mias is Bezdin. Yishma alachi bas subas ani dorish. Right, so he goes and he dashes as well as Rabbi Akiva. Tanya Nami Yachim Bezdin supports this. Lo Yabal Anoshim, Yosem Yabal Mishmona, don't have more than 48 wives. V'tana di done my time. What's our time over here? Why is he says that it's 18? Rav Kahana, Makish Kahina Basar Lekahina Kama, because he's a hekish to the second one, to the first one, Makahina Kama Shis, just like the first one was six, Afkahina Basar Shis, so to the second one is also six as well. Vehava, Veho Havai Michal, but what about Michal, who is also a wife of David? Why does the Pasuk mention her? Amarav, Egla Zumichal. It says Egla, this is the last one that was mentioned, that is Michal. Vomini Kirshma Egla, obviously called Egla, Shechaviva Lovka Egla, because he was as beloved to her like a Egla, like a baby cow. Okay, because I mean, who doesn't call their wives their little baby cow? And the Pasuk says, in reference to Shimshon, had you not plowed with my calf, with my baby cow. Rashi says that this was the chidah, this is the riddle that he said, Shimshon karila liishto, that's what he called her, his egla. But did Michal ever have any kids? And it says that she didn't have until the day of her death. Right? She got punished for yelling at David HaMelech because he was dancing by the Aron Kodesh. So the Pasuk there says that Egla is the mother of Yireim. Rev Chista ad Yomosa lo yila. And I mean, until the day of death, she didn't have any children. But Yomosa yila, but when the day of death, she did. Or if she died, she had a kid named Yisraim. Michli, let's break it down. Bonim hecha kachashav lo. In reference to the kids, which area is brought up that these kids were? Bechevron, in Chevron, where David HaMelech was before he came to Yerushalayim. But the story with Michal, which he got punished without having kids, happened in Yerushalayim. Michal Bashal, Nishkefa Ba'ad HaChalon, V'teres HaMelech David, Mefazzez Mecharker, Efnei Hashem B'tivzeh. Right? She saw, she looked at the wind, she saw David HaMelech jumping and dancing in front of Hashem, and she looked at him in a, you know, in her negative way. For Rabbi Yehuda V'tem Rabbi Yosef. Shkalta Michal Lemitarpisa. Michal, she got what was coming to her. Says Rashi, Zehaya Piraon Chatosa Mashenichta Bitsida Lohaya Love La. That was her punishment that she didn't have any children. Ama mea hu mais of Eilech Lohavala Avam Mikmeachi Ikalimid Avala. Which means that only from that time on she didn't have children, which means she couldn't have kids. This could be she had kids before. So what should we say that until that particular incident, she did have kids. And Yisraim also was born, you know, like it says, in Hebron. But from then on, she didn't have any children. Right? So Michal is Egla. So she had kids, but not from that time on. The Pasuk says, and David took more concubines than wives from Yerushalayim, meaning that he took more than 18 wives. Says Rashi, Alma tuva hava l'nashim, he had more wives than just 18. L'maluye shmonasar, these extra wives were the ones that filled up to 18. Like, even though this Pasuk references additional wives comes before that of Nasan and Navi, still, we know that it happened after the fact. So the additional wives were within the 18 that he had. My nashim or my pilakshim. What does it mean when it says wives? What does it mean pilakshim? What does each one mean? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, nashim ksuba b'kiddushin. Wives have ksuba and they get married through kiddushin. Pilakshim below ksuba, below kiddushin, doesn't have ksuba and doesn't have kiddushin. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Arba b'yos yiladim ha'yilu l'David. David and Melech had 400 men. 400 men that were, Moshe Rashi says, Bachurim ha'yilu l'David b'chayil osav v'lo ha'yilu banav. They weren't his children, scoring Kiddushin, Ayin Vavim Beis, but these were his, in the army. V'kulim b'nei yefes to'ar, yefas to'ar ha'yilu. All of them were kids of yefas to'ar. There's women that were taken in captivity, as in Eshes. Yifas Torah says Rashi, Hanishbeis b'molchama k'dechsev v'ra'isa v'shivya. U'migadle b'loyos hayu, and they were ones that would grow out their hair, which is a type of thing that was done, like Avodah Zarah, the hair is called b'loyos, a certain way that they would grow the hair. And v'kulan yosim b'krono shelzav, all of them sat in kronos, in carriages of gold. U'mahalchim b'roshig yosos hayu, and they were at the head of their troops. Vehem hayu bali agrofin shall be David, and they were like the bali agrofin, which means the ones with the fists, like the strong men of the house of David HaMelech. These were the tough guys. V'yomer Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Tamar bas yifas Torah. He said Tamar was the daughter of David HaMelech, was the daughter of an Eishes yifas Torah, aka Ma'acha. Says Rashi, Achos Avshalom bas yifas Torah. He said Kodem shetis gaira b'leiv shalem. Ma'achaimo yolda lo leDavid es Tamar va'isa etzlo b'toras yifas Torah. Shenemar v'ata daber na el haMelech ki lo yimna'eni mimeka. The pasuk says Tamar promised to Amnon, who was her brother, to marry her. Therefore, speak please to the king, for he will not withhold me from you. V'isakatatech bas nisuin avai. If you think that Tamar's mother was really fit to be married to David HaMelech at the time when she was conceived, then she would be the daughter of David HaMelech and the sister of Amnon. And Achte Miyavi Sharile, would he allow his sister to be mutter in marriage? Obviously not. So how could it be that Tamar would say that David would allow her, Amnon the brother, to marry her, right? If Macha was Jewish at the time that she conceived Tamar from David, then it would have been a full-on daughter. And it would have made the half-sister of Amnon, because the same father, different mothers, and therefore obviously it would be Aser. But if she wasn't Jewish, then it was fine. Halishmami, no, Basifas Torah. So it must be Basifas Torah before she was Jewish, and therefore she wasn't legally David HaMelech's daughter or the sister of Amnon. Now we get a little bit into the storyline of what happened over here between Tamar and Amnon, his half-sister, I guess it's called. They end up having a relationship. He tricks her. V'la'amon Amnon Rea, he had a friend. Ushmo Yonadav ben Shima achi David ish chacham. Ben David v'Yonadav ish chacham. He was an ish chacham, meaning in this context it means a sly, tricky guy. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav ish chacham l'risha. In terms of his wickedness. Vayomer, he said, Madua tekachadal ben HaMelech, why are you all so upset, son of the king? Vayomer lo Yonadav shchavel mishkavcha v'hischil v'hischal ad v'asasa le'ene asabria. So lie down in bed, pretend like you're sick, and David HaMelech's going to come, and then you're going to make sure that he'll send your, you know, to Tamar to come bring you food. Vatikach esa masres v'titzak lefanav. So she brought this pan, and she brings food in front of him. She did fried stuff. And then there was an intimate relationship he forced upon her. And at that moment, he had a very big hatred towards her right afterwards. My time outcome. There was a hair that got stuck around his aver and made him a krus shivcha, like he had a messed up, he got messed up there. With his ama. his aver got all, he got all messed up. V'chi nikshira lo, ihi mayavda. Like, what's going on over here? So this happened. What do you think? Is she the one who did it? She didn't do anything. It's not her fault that he pulls out and then the hair wraps around him and gets all messed up. Ela'ema kashra lo nima vasatu kushivcha. She tied it around his aver, his ama, and then caused that. Eini, is it really true? V'adar shrava ma'idach seva yitzi lach shem v'goyim v'yafyech. What does it mean when the Pasuk says, in Yecheskel, and your renown went forth among the nations for your beauty? She'enlem levenos Yisrael, lo sar beis ha-shechiv, lo sar beis ha-erva. The benos Yisrael, they don't have hair by their... Sorry about that, folks. Editing is going to take too long, so I'm going to just keep going. Eini, v'adar shava b'ayidach seva yitzilo. What does it mean? It says that the daughters of benos Yisrael, they didn't have hair under their armpits or in their pubic area. So how could it be that she had that? It went around his aver. Shani Tamar de Bas Yisrael have a, she was a Bas Yisrael, so therefore didn't have the same Bas Yisrael midos. Vatikach Tamar Efar al Rosha uKisona Sapasa Masher Alel Kara. Tamar put ashes on her head, and the garment of fine wool that was on her, she tore. And she basically walked around in a way that people can understand what happened to her. And Tana Mishnah Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Gadr Gadol Tamar Bas Hasha. She made a huge ged there at that moment by behaving like that. Rashi says, Bidim Asa Bizak Asa, from her crying and her screaming, her tears and her cries. Vinaga Aswa Bibizayun, she behaved in a way, she dressed like in a disgraceful way. Nasu Shar Noshim Kavachom Atson. And other women took a Kavachomer, Mabinos, Malachim Ir Kilkul Zeb, Yotos Salachas Kamakama. This could happen to the daughter of kings, David Mel's daughter, then Kavachomer could happen to anybody. But they have to be very careful. So Amr, they said, Libanos Malachim Kach, Libanos had Yotos Salachas Kamakama, and Ibn Litzanus Kach, if someone is so Tanua, meaning her, this could happen, Laprutza Salachas Kamakama. Of course, someone's a parts, this could happen. Amr, Rabbi Yudah Marav, Osa Shah Gazu, beep, turn the page. Chafalvim Beis, Al Yichud Rel Pnuy. At that moment, they made a get there against Yichud, Rashi says, the Ashes this, with an Ashes this. And Alapruya, and even and Tashmish with the unmarried woman. Yichud Daraisu. What are you talking about? They made a gezer over here. Yichud is a Darais, not the Rabbanon. Yichud in the Torah. Where is there remez to Yichud in the Torah? Shenemar ki yisischa chicha ben imecha. If your brother, the son of your mother, shall instigate you in private, saying, "Let's go serve and do avodah zara." Ben Aim Mesis Ben Av Enomesis. Was it only the son of your mother who's going to do this type of thing to do a Vodazar, but the son of your brother, a brother, the son of your father is not going to do it? Why does he say the one that's from a brother of your mother, from your mother? And the Lord Melchizedek is coming to tell you, Ben Mesiachid Imo, a son can be going Yichud with his mother, Ve'in Achim Mesiachid Imo, Kol Eresh Avatar, but someone else is not allowed to be alone with any of the Arias in the Torah. So clearly this is a Daraisa. Why are you saying over here that now they made this Darabanon? And for the Gemara, Ela'ema, Gazru Al Yichud De Penuya, they made a Gezera about the Yichud with an unmarried woman, which at that stage was not a Daraisa. It was not a Daraisa. Okay. Va Adonia ben Chagis mistase lemor ani emlochen Adonia, the son of Chagis. He said, "I'm going to be the king." He was the son of David Melech from the woman named Chagit, and he tried while David Melech was dying to change the plan of Shlomo Melech, and that he should be the king. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Melame, this teaches us shebikesh leholmo velo lamto. This says he wanted to put the crown on his head. Says Rashi, that is teishe berosho kesem malchus velo humaso fiche haya sharvit shel zav b'sochalol. And he wanted to put on his head, but he wasn't able to wear it because it was a piece of metal that when it ran across the opening of the crown, midofen dofen, ve'enem itzias shevas berosho, it wouldn't fit, it wouldn't sit on his head properly. Unless they had like a line in their head, like a furrow. Ve'he edus beis David, v'chol aroy l'malchus, that happened with David HaMelech, beis David, hulmusu umisha enu roy l'malchus, enu l'malchus, it would only fit those who were roy to be, you know, the king for beis David. Vayas lo, so, Vayas lo rechav uparash mechamish shemish ratzim lefanos. What Adonia then end up doing? He got chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run in front of him. My rehusa. What's so great about this? Rashi says the chamishim ish
leben melech. From Rav Yehuda Merav, kula netulei tchol v'chakuke kapos reglayim hayu. What was so special about these 50 people? So anyone who had like 51 in front of them, that's not the most chashuv thing. The answer is that these people, they didn't have a spleen and they had carved soles. Right? They removed them and therefore the runner can travel over thorns and sharp things without feeling any pain. Yeah. So that was a pretty big deal over there. Says Rashi, the tulat chola yide sam shatchol machbido la'adam makes a person heavier v'chakuke kapos or aglaim. Spooned out from the feet, the bottom of the feet, the soles. Ein basim parsusayhem viratzam alakutzim v'alabarkanim v'in azukin. They could run on all these thorns and they wouldn't get damaged.
Now we move on to the next Hilige Mishnah, which talks about other things kings can't do, and that's lo yarbe lo susim. You shouldn't have too many horses. Says the continuing elakademar kafto. He only needs enough for his chariots. Whatever he needs for his, that's it. The kesef is avlo yarbe lo meod, then he shouldn't have too much money, too much silver and too much gold that he should carry, that he should have. Elika de litin aspanya, he needs in order to be able to pay the wages of his soldiers. Says Rashi, schar chayolos. We saw this already when we discussed, I think this is a lesson, maybe not, but when we discussed on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the reason why the king can't be ma'abe the shana. I think that maybe I'm wrong. Anyway. So the money to pay a soldier. He should have a sefer Torah that's written for him, and particularly, when he goes out to war, so he takes it with him. This sefer Torah. When he comes back, he brings it with him. When he sits to do judgments, that is with him as well. When he wants to eat, he keeps it opposite him. It says it should be with him. He should read it all the days of his life. Says Hele Gemara. Tan Rabba, non lo yare lo susam. Don't have too many horses. Says Rashi, lo mashma laharchiv daito lahagdil beriboy susim. Susim boy mitzrayim, they come from Mitzrayim, the Eretz Yisrael. V'tach l'shloch, shluchim liknos al susim, v'ovim beloso sifu l'rosam od ad olam. You're being over the Isser of not seeing in Mitzrayim, not going there. Back in the war, yachal afilu kidei merkavto parashav, you would have thought that it's even usher to have enough for his chariots and for his army. Tamid lomer lo means for him, for himself. Lo eno marba, that means for himself. He shouldn't get too much. Don't have too many for this his own sake of this horse and that horse and the other horse and my chashivas. Right, that's what it's talking about. Aval marba hu kedei richo a parsha. We could do it for his chariots, for his army. Ha mani mekayim susim. If so, then how do we understand? He shouldn't have susim. Susim habatlanim. That means horses that are sitting and doing nothing, that are just there to have. Menai shafil sus echad v'hubato. I know even one horse that's idle, it's not being used. So who below yarbe is over the sister of not multiplying, having too much. Tamad lomer leman harbos sus. Because the Torah says later on in the pasuk, in order to multiply a horse. Therefore, that it says even when it's one. V'chi me'achad afil sus echad v'hubato. If one... now we show that even one horse is a problem. Koi below yarbe susim lamali. Why do we need the plural then? The multiple laver below sase al kol sus vel sus is coming to teach us that if you have a lot of horses, you're going to be over an iser for every horse that he has. Time is because rechman alo. Now the reason is because the iser doesn't apply to horses needed for his army. Is because it says low for himself. High laver. If not for that, then havamina. I feel like today richbo a parish of nami low. Then. Would you want to think that if it hadn't said that, I would think that a king can't have it even for his army? Doesn't make any sense. Rashi says, "Bitmiya malchus below rechav v'parashem michashiva." Is anyone going to be machshiv them in any way, shape, or form? Of course not. So the Gemara says, "Lo tzvicha le'afushe." What it means is needed. It's necessary to mater having extra horses for the cavalry for his army. Rashi says, "Lafushe rechav v'parashem susum lirchav beharvacha v'lo betzimsum." Not so you're walking like with a shvachadika, posse of horses. You want to have like a chashuv at the horses that are over there, and therefore that is okay to be doing. Because of his avlo yarbe, you shouldn't have too much silver, too much gold. Elo b'kidei litein laspanya, only to be able to pay the wages of his army, of his soldiers. Tanu rabbanon, because of his avlo yarbe, pesach and silver and gold, you shouldn't get for himself. lo yarba lo. A yachal afilu kedei lita in Espana. You would have thought maybe it's he can't even have it to pay the wages of his soldiers. Tamar lo mer lo means lo, but ain't a marba, only for himself, not of a marba who kedei lita in Espana, but he's able to go and get a lot in order to be able to pay off his army. Time because of Rechmana lo, the fact that it said for himself, holav hachi, what would you think if he hadn't said such a thing that havamina afilu kedei lita in Espana nami lo? What you really think is a havamina that we would think that a person's not allowed to gather enough to be able to pay off his army? How does that, doesn't make any sense? He has to be able to pay them, so that doesn't make any sense. Lotzricha leharvachad, meaning to have a reserve that you can go and put into the bank over there. Rashi says that shalach, shalo letzamtem, v'imitzarech l'skor od, chaylo shiyah matzah biyadu. If he needs to get more soldiers, he'll have the money that's already sitting there and waiting for him. That is okay to do, and that's what it's coming to teach you. Obviously, you'd be have enough, you're allowed to have enough in order to pay your people, but even to have more in reserve if you need it for afterwards. So we see we've been dashing the word lo, lamavav, for himself. Now it says, Gomer hashadamart lo, the drash, we dash in it, then lo, yarba, lo, nashim, my drash, bay. How do you explain it when it says he shouldn't increase for himself women? What is the lo over there coming to teach me? Lemeute hediotos. It's coming to exclude hediotos from this iser. That is, a regular common person, not a king, can have more than those amount of wives, and that's not a problem. It's only for him he can have. Rabbi Huda Rami Rumi says, okay, now we've got a bit of a problem over here because ksiv, we have a pasuk which says, Vahila Shlomo Arbaim Elif Urvos Susim Lerakovto Lemekarvo. And Shlomo Melech had 40,000 lines of stalls of horses for his chariots. Okay, that is a lot, right? It goes the whole Urvos are. Says Rashi, Havdala bin Shur Lashur al Pnei Abayis, that all these lines of stalls that went through the entire stable. And it says he had 4,000 lines. So it says 40,000, and it says 4,000 stalls. Haketza, how does that make sense? Imar Baim Elif, it's stabilo. So if there are 40,000 stables, then every single one of them had 4,000 lines of stalls of horses. And if it was 4,000 stables, if it was 4,000 stables, he said 40,000 lines of stalls of horses in it. So the bottom line is a lot of horses going on. Rabbi Yitzchak Rami, Rami Ksiv, it said we have the Stirim Psukim, because it's Ksiv, it says, Ein Kesev Nechshav B'mei Shlomo L'Me'uma. It says that silver wasn't considered like anything during the times of Shlomo. During the times of Shlomo HaMelech, right? So there was so much silver, and therefore, it really wasn't even valuable. And it says that the king put silver in Yerushalayim like stones, which sounds like silver did have value, right, to be used for stones. Lokasha. And the pasuk that says that it's not valuable at all is before he married Basparo. Kan la'achar shenasa Shlomo is Basparo. But the one that's talking about that it was worth something, but for stones, is after he married Basparo. Amar Rav Yitzchak says, Bishah Shenasa Shlomo's Basparo, the time that he married Basparo, Yorid Gavriel, Vinotz Kana Bayam. The Malach Gavriel came down and he put a reed in the bottom of the sea, Vehela Sirton, and around that came a sirton, like a sand all around it. For Allah Nivna Krach Gadol Shabiromi. Now that was the great city of Rome. So if someone says Rome wasn't built in a day, you're right, it was built in a second. Then afterwards, but no, actually what happened was that the sand came around it, and that's what Rome was built on. Wow. The farmer of Yitzchak, when they malonis galu taima tame Torah, why were the reasons for the Torah not given? Rashi says, Kigon, lamanesu levisha shatnes vachilis chazir v'kizman. There's certain mitzvahs we have that are chukim. Why is that the case, that there's some serum that we have that we don't have understanding for the reason? Sharei shtei mekoros neskalutan, because when the reasons for two psukim were given, nichshal behem gadol ha'olam, the great of the world, namely Shlomo Melech, he made a mistake with them and he ended up violating them when these things were explained. Right? For example, when it says Shlomo
understood the reason, he said, oh, so since I understand the reason, there I'm good with him. Ksiv lo yarbe lo nashim, says don't have too many wives, you're going to lead your heart astray. Amar Shlomo, ani arbev lo aser. Okay, now that I know the reason, I'll do it and I'm not going to fall. Ksiv ahile yizikna Shlomo, nashif hitu es levavo. What ended up happening was that in his old age, his wives swayed his heart. Right, so he ended up falling to the very thing that he said he knew. Ksiv, oh, yarbe lo susam, don't have too many horses, and the end of the pasuk is, and shall not return. He shall not multiply horses for himself and shall not return the nation to Egypt in order to multiply horses. From a Shlomo, ani arbe, v'la ashiv, I'll do it and I'm not going to go back. Uksev, atitzi merkava, mi Mitzrayim b'sheish. And it says a chariot left Mitzrayim worth 600 silver coins. So we see people think that they're going to outsmart the Torah. Therefore, there are some reasons that weren't given. Okay, Zok, the next part of the Mishnah, the Kosev Sefer Torah, Lashmo, the ready Sefer Torah for him. Tana, we learned in the Brayso, Vavat Shalo Yisnoa B'Shalav Asav, he can't adorn himself with his forefathers, meaning even if he had people above him, his father's grandfather said to leave him a Torah scroll, he has to have one that is written specifically for him. Amar Rav, Rav says, Afa Pishen Yicholo Avasav La'adam Sefer Torah, Mitzah Lichtov Mishalo, he started his own, Shenemar, Ve'ata Kisru Lechem, Es Hashira, as Ve'ata Kisru Lechem, Es Hashira Zos. Right, they have to go and write this thing specifically for you. Eitz Ve'abaye, Abaye Kamali, he says, now hold on one second, Ve'kosev Lo Sefer Torah, Lishmo, Shlo Yisnoa B'Shalachem, right, it says, Lishmo, for him, that he can't adorn him from with his forefathers. Fathers. But since it's talking about a king, we could say melech in hedyot lo. A king has this chiyuv, but a regular person doesn't have this chiyuv. Says Gemara, lo tzricha l'shtei toros. That's like a reference to two sefer Torah that a king has a chiyuv to write. By the second one, which is only a king, that is talking about dafka king. But everyone else, the ganze welt, has to go out and have a sefer Torah. Just to jump back, because I didn't say this properly, I didn't spell it out. When we said Tanum Avat Shalo Yisnoa B'Shalav Asav, then the Gemara says, Amar Rava, even though a person's forefathers leave him a Sefer Torah, Mitzvah Lichtov Mishalo, it's a mitzvah to go and write for his own. Like when it says, V'atah Kisru Lechem Es Hashira. But we said, we're talking about this is only in reference to a Melech and Hedyot Nat. So it says, no, they're talking about the Shtei Toros, the two Toros like we just said. Ve'chidatanya, like it says in a brayso, v'kosef lo es mishnah, etc., that he has to write for himself a mishnah, like mishnah Torah, meaning the doubling up the Torah. Kosef l'shmo shtei toros. Let me see the full pasuk over here is, v'haya kishifto al kisei ma'achto, v'kosef lo es mishnah ha-Torah zos, al sefer milefnei ha-kohanim ha-levim. Right, so kosev lo shmo shtei toros achas shehi yotza v'nichnas yotza v'nichnas one that goes out and comes in with him, and v'achas, and one of them shemunachas lo bebeis genazav, one of them staying in his house, in his beis genazav osa shehi yotza v'nichnas sima, the one that goes in and comes in with him. This one that goes out and comes in, we have a nun on the scene. Shenemar is a pasuk says, Eino nichnas ba lo lebeis ha-merchatz v'lo lebeis ha-kisei. He can't go into the bathhouse or with the bathroom with it. Shenemar v'haysa yimo v'kara bo. Like the pasuk says, it's going to be with him, and he shall read it. We put these two psukim to coming to death. It's coming to tell you that makom ha-ro'oi likros bo. It can only be in a place where it is roy to actually go ahead and to read it. And you can't be steiging away in a place like in a beis ha-merchatz, in a beis ha, or in a bathroom. Right, and therefore it's also to bring a sefer, bringing the Torah in there as well. Okay, so that's one way that we go ahead and we dash in the word Mishnah Torah, where we say straight up they have two Torahs. But we have another way of understanding. Originally it was giving in Ksav Ivri. There's different types of Ksav. Rashi says, Shel Bnei Ivri Anar, which we call Ksav Ivri, Ulashan HaKodesh, which is Lashan HaKodesh. Like Hebrew. Chazav Nitalem, Bimei Ezra, is given again by Ezra, Bechsav Ashuris, Ulashon Arami. It was in a different type of font, of script, of Ashuri, and in Aramaic. Beiru Lahem, what they ended up choosing to do is Beiru Lahem Lisol, Ksav Ashuris, so they did a split between the two, Ulashon HaKodesh. Ve'inichol Hedyotos, Ksav Ivris, Ulashon Arami, and they left for the Hedyotos, the common folk, Ivri and Aramaic. Man Hedyotos, Hosmin Hedyotos, Ramav Chista, Kusai. This is talking about the Kuthians. My Ksav Ivris, what does that mean? Amarav Chista Ksav Libonah. It's a type of Ksav. Rashi says, Osos Gedolos Kain, Osen Shakosen Bekmeos Mezuzas. Big letters that they write in the Kamea are they write in Mezuzas. Tanya, we have a Brad, so goes and backs up this idea that they split it and what they ended up using of Ashuris and Lashon HaKodesh. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ra'oi Haya Ezra Shetinas in Torah al Yadda Yisrael. Ezra was Ra'oi of having the Torah giving to, through him. El Male Kadmo Moshe, if Moshe hadn't come before him. We see similar terminologies coming up in the Pesukim. Moshe, who Omer, Moshe, Allah, El Elokim. Moshe went up to Hashem, Be'ezu, Omer, who Ezra, Allah, Mibavel. Ma, Aliyah, Omer, Kan, Torah, just like the Aliyah over there is talking about Moshe, is talking about receiving the Torah from Hashem. Afidullah, so Omer, Lahanam, Torah, so through that. By Ezra is talking about receiving the Torah as well. Moshe, Omer, Va'usi, Tziva, Hashem, Ba'isahi, Lalamid, Eschem, Chukim, Mishpatim. And Ezra, Omer, Ki Ezra, Heichin, Levavo, Lidros, Historis, Hashem, Velasos, Ulalamid, Be Yisrael, Chok, Umishpat. Ve'afo, Pisha, Lo, Nitta, Torah, Al Yod, even the Torah wasn't given through him. Nishtana, Yod, Oksav, the script was changed through him. Shenemer, as Apostle said, beep, turn the page, Chop, Pesim, Alf, Oksav, Hanishtavan, Kosov, Aramis, and Meturgman, Aramis. And the change writing was in Aramaic, and it was spoken out in Aramaic. Says Rashi, Ksav Shinistana v'hai krab ezrksiv shekosim biyamav Ksav Mishuna Shinistana al yidei Malach shekosav mona tukelu parsin. Right, be made Daniel, famous story of Daniel, Ksiv, Darami, Veloshan Arami, the Omer Lo Kahalain Kitava Limikra, Lo Yecholin Likros Ksav shekosav Amalach. But he made Belshazzar. They didn't know how to read it during the days of the Belshazzar that the Malach wrote. V'hayu sham Yehudim harbei sh'maminon neshtan alehem oso ksav boso hayom. They switched it. Okseh, back in the Gemara, lo kahalein ksava lemikro fishrei lohoda mamalka. And it says by Belshazzar, by the meal that they had, by, you know, the handing of the raw writing on the wall, like manamanataga, Sataka says, but the kings could not read the writing and make its interpretation known to the king. Right? Only Daniel knew how to do such a thing. Right? It was clear that it's written in a type of script that they didn't know. Ksiv, Akasov is Mishnah Torah Zos, and it says, and he writes the Mishnah of this Torah, Ksav Haroi Lishtanos, which means Mishnah, in this case, means changed. Is this a type of script that can be changed? And therefore, it was already clearly said before that the script is going to be used for the Torah would eventually be changed from Ivri to Ashuri. Lama Nikri Ashuris, why is it called Ashuris? Sha'ala Yimayim Ashuris came up with them from Ashur, the place where they were. Okay, we're not done over here, but we are going to stop over here, my friends. And I want to wish all you all a great, great day.